As an emotional Benazir Bhutto emerged from the plane in Karachi, she told a throng of reporters that she thanked God she had arrived home. She says she has returned with a mission to help eradicate poverty and improve the Pakistan education system, particularly for women. Tightly packed crowds line the streets in the southern city that has been a stronghold of support for Ms. Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party, or PPP. The 54-year-old former prime minister climbed on top of a bulletproof truck festooned with her party's red, green, and black colors, and a banner reading, "Long Live Bhutto." Thousands of police were deployed for the arrival. Islamic militants have threatened to launch suicide attacks against Ms. Bhutto, who has said Taliban and Al-Qaeda-linked groups threaten all of Pakistan. Ms. Bhutto and her supporters then embarked on a slow-moving procession through Karachi's crowded streets to the tomb of Pakistan's founder, Muhammad Ali Jinnah. Dressed in the green and white colors of Pakistan's flag, Ms. Bhutto addressed the violence that has racked the country in recent years. She said she wants to end the unrest in Balochistan and the tribal areas. She said she wants to replace the message of violence and hatred with a message of peace and love. Ms. Bhutto arrives in Pakistan at a politically critical time for President Pervez Musharraf. She has long been a critic of Pakistan's military rule under General Musharraf, who led a coup in 1999. But in recent months, she has held negotiations with the president. The reported result is a power-sharing deal that would allow Mr. Musharraf to remain president and Ms. Bhutto to resume the post of prime minister for a third time. Some supporters of the PPP say the negotiations have damaged her ability to bring about democratic change. Any deal between the two could still come to naught, however. The Supreme Court is considering the constitutionality of Mr. Musharraf's re-election earlier this month, as well as an amnesty that led to corruption charges against Ms. Bhutto being dropped. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.